A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. And boy, what a weekend we have had. Alex,
go on vacation, they said. It'll be fine, they said. Nothing will go on, they said.
We'll get Andy Farnsworth, they said.
It'll be great. It'll be fine. Take some time off. You haven't had a day off since fall, since last December. Why not take some time? It'll be perfect time. Look, we've got this whole pandemic thing figured out.
And now enter into the
breaking news that could have ever happened. So I want to apologize because now you got to do that in 2020. I want to apologize for not being there for you, Ethan. I wasn't there for you at your darkest hour.
It's all right, Andy. Week. Andy Farnsworth held my hand, and actually, all of the protests came after our Friday show.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't do anything then. That's fine.
No. But I'll tell you. So just to kind of pull the curtain back on this a little bit. We've been thinking a lot about how to kind of do the show tonight and the rest of this week. Because everyone knows what the Nightside Project is, right?
Yes, so, finish your day happy. So it's part of the deal is that we're supposed to be having some fun here and try to bring some lightheartedness
that's
to the
right.
news.
That's right.
This is a hard time to be lighthearted, man. I mean, it's like the worst thing.
And it feels like that would be inappropriate. You know, it feels like if we jumped on here and we were like, wow, that would
what
be
is that? What is that?
You know, that would be
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. That would be we'd be missing it. We wouldn't be doing it right.
I get it.
So this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do some of all of it. We're going to try and do some of all of it. There's some pretty serious stuff that we're going to talk through related to what's happened over the weekend and what's currently happening. You know, Salt Lake's got a curfew coming up here in, what is this, an hour and 52 minutes?
Yeah, whatever, basically the end of our show, which is awkward for KSL's Unrivaled because we're operating fully in violation of the curfew.
Yeah.
Now, look, Scott will be at he'll be hunkered down. In Salt Lake County, where it's nice and orange and no curfew, and I'm up here. I mean, I'm assuming that there are going to be some police officers waiting for me to walk out of the building
to jump on you,
and they'll go, "Do you have any? Do you have any reason you're here downtown?" I'll go, "News media." I'll have to say
it will work. No, it's medical emergency. Fleeing dangerous situation, or as they say, experiencing homelessness. That's it. If it's not
get
bad,
out of here.
You're
get
toast.
Out of here, kid. That's what they're going to tell me. So we've got a full night of stuff to get through, and the very first one we wanted to kick off here was an interesting one that has been going on today ever since last night when people first started to see some of these tweets from a Weber State professor. Not just a professor, but a professor of criminal justice at Weber State, who was sending out, as many have called it, abhorrent tweets. And really, when you see them, you can't help but think these are bad, right?
I mean, they are.
The whole thing is this guy. Let me make sure I get his name.
Scott Senyo. He was on Twitter and he started replying. He started replying to people with just some crazy stuff. So, for example, one Wall Street Journal reporter. Was injured when he was repeatedly struck in the face by a New York City police officer. And this Weber State professor responded, quote, "Excellent. If I was the cop, you wouldn't be able to tweet." And why? He was having a really bad day, and he's going to have even worse days coming up. Why would you? Even if you felt it, Alex.
Yeah.
Even if you really felt. Because there's a difference.
Right.
There's a difference between believing that someone got what was coming to them. And that's not uncommon on the right these days, right? Oh, any media that gets beat up is good. We see that. But then to go and say that out loud as a university professor, as someone that plays a tenured professor that plays a role in this community,
right?
I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, this is a guy who's got a law degree. He's got a doctorate. He's got a master's degree in public policy and public administration from the University of Utah. And this is a guy who's got a lot of experience in teaching, tenured professor. Here's the thing. I don't know. The thing today about the petition that's being signed is that, yeah, I mean, he said that's now not how I would have driven a car into the crowd. Some of it is this tongue-in-cheek kind of wild, but definitely with a streak of...
There's a lot of bravado in there.
There's a streak of like, I'll say whatever
aggression.
I want. Yes, a lot of aggression in there. And the reality is that we have so many things in place to defend this guy to say whatever he wants.
Of course.
Now, the question is there enough there, Ethan, in your mind for the university to go, we cannot do this. We cannot abide this guy. He's going to be suspended. You know, tenured professors have... a lot of protections, I think, that we sort of look at and we go, oh, they're untouchable. And maybe he thought the same thing. But what I will say is that you can definitely say, look, Ethan, if I tweet stuff online and I say, even if I say my tweets are my own, you know, which is the biggest cop out. It's just like they are your own. And guess what? You represent more than
you just have to own them. Yeah.
Right. And in our case, we're told pretty clearly, hey, listen, you can't just go off. And flippantly,
you can't shoot your mouth off, say
stuff that is totally in contrary to what KSL stands for in terms of civil dialogue, being a normal human being, and trying to be helpful instead of trying to be hurtful on this platform. Now, being a joker is kind of the speed that you and I have on social media.
Very often, yes.
being kind of just like tongue in cheek about stuff. That's our mode.
But that's not what this was.
And so my question is, and you can answer via text, 57500, does this guy, should the university just roll its eyes and go, well, unfortunately, he's got his rights and we're going to let him have those rights, but we're not, or do you censure the guy in a certain way? Do you go at this guy and say, you're suspended, we're going to make sure you're not going to get a couple paychecks or however it could work?
Here's how they're going to look at it. Because they've got a couple of overlapping interests. Number one is the work that this guy does, right? Which is obviously valuable. If he's a tenured professor, that means that he represents an investment by this school and is probably really good at his job, I would imagine, at this point. So there's that. But there's also the fact that the Weber State University has to demonstrate to their students and their other faculty that they uphold a minimum standard. That's important in academia, right? That you show that there is a value system in place and that as much as you can, you respond to it and you work within it. And so I think that's what Weber State's going to be looking at here and is saying, does this guy damage our reputation? What do we need to do to make sure that, number one, our students and our faculty and our community understands where we are on this and understands our values and can see us holding to them, holding to our stated values. And then number two, what needs to be done in terms of making sure that something like this doesn't happen again, so that the other faculty members understand that they can't get on social media and shoot their mouths off with impunity.
So let's we'll take some text messages here. Ethan, what's college, though, but experiencing a bunch of super left or super right wing opinions and having them crammed down your throat and you adopting them as your own as a collegiate student? I mean, it just is part of the deal. You've got to have professors on both sides. As Ice-T put it on Twitter, I'm neither right wing nor left wing. Those wings are on the same bird.
Yeah, I love that. I thought, holy cow. I'd never heard that before. We got a text right here. It says, why should he give up his constitutional right to free speech just because he works for the university? Did he say it in class? Was he standing under the flag? But I think the difference is the fact that the First Amendment doesn't protect you against all social repercussions of speech. Now, he's not going to get arrested, right? The state is not going to prosecute him for saying those things.
Well, and that's the question. Could he lose some of his privilege? He could lose his job. Yeah, and I don't know if that could happen, but I think at least losing some privileges of what a tenured professor but has terms, might happen. Because
right, but in terms of the First Amendment is not going to protect you from losing your job, from losing your reputation, from losing friends, from having your wife divorce you. You know, there are all kinds of things that the state will never prosecute you for, but could really damage your life. And I think he's stumbled into that territory. And I don't think the First Amendment's is gonna protect him here.
Hey, we're gonna take the break. We've got a bad, better, best coming up in just a little while. Plus, an update to the color coding system in the state of Utah. This is pretty recent, like very recent, and we're trying to figure out exactly what it is. We'll tell you what that new color is. And yeah, I mean, it's not easy being green, according to Kermit, because we are still not calling it full-on green. We'll tell you what it is. We've got so much more to talk about. A bad, better, best next, including a headline sneaking in there for Ethan and his beloved Tom Cruise. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.